Okay, Siobhan, you just give a presentation to council members. I suppose, first of all, how many householders in County Sligo are unregistered with waste collectors? Do you have those figures, and is it a serious problem?
It's a serious problem. Out of 25,000 occupied households in Sligo, we have an accountability of just over 16,000. So we're looking at around 9,000 people that we don't know what they're doing with their waste. So we're going down the softly approach first with the education campaign and the social media campaign, which just kicked off today. But we have a very strong enforcement process that's coming very, very quickly behind. Correspondence was issued last year. There's two pilot project areas. One is Rathbrohan and the other is Tubbercurry. Correspondence was issued last week to Rathbrohan, and that will be followed up then with inspections in a couple of weeks' time. And we're aiming to start in Tubbercurry before the end of the month to get all households compliant.
Why are households not registering? Is it in some cases, do they not know, or are they just trying to avoid it?
I think it could possibly be a lot of trying to avoid it. There could also be, I'd say, an element of people giving their waste to what they call a man in a van or this unpermitted collector. And unfortunately, he might be the cheaper option, but where is the waste going? It's not going to an authorised facility. It's not accounted in our figures. And ultimately, if their waste is found in a bog, if we find any evidence relating to them, it's not the man in the van that's going to be fined. It's that householder.
How many of these, what you call man in the van, are they? How many unpermitted waste collectors are they in the county?
We really don't know. It's awful hard to target them. They're not advertising themselves online. They're not advertising themselves in the local press. I really think it's word of mouth in the communities. And this air codes project is going to surface them. We're going to find out who they are.
Illegal dumping, I suppose, has got a lot of national publicity recently. It is a huge problem everywhere around the country. So are Sligo County Council prepared to come down hard on people?
Absolutely, 100%. We changed these bylaws back in November 2013, and to think that this far on and we still have an accountability of over 9,000 households, something has to be done about it. We don't have the money to go out cleaning up after people. Everybody should be taking responsibility for their own waste. It's like another utility bill. So basically manage your waste appropriately in accordance with our bylaws.
What about the many people who argue that they just simply can't afford the waste charges?
The options are there. Under our bylaws, obviously the most expensive option will be curbside waste collection. But even as a curbside waste collection customer, if you're segregating your waste properly, it reduces your costs. The landfill waste bin is the most expensive bin to present for collection. The other option is to bring your waste, segregated waste, to the civic community site and maintain receipts as proof that that's the waste disposal route you went. Again, that's a cheaper option. And probably the cheapest option then is to bin share with the second household. It cuts a waste account in half, if you like. So the options are there for every type of household in the county.